China snubs the U.S. Religious Freedom Envoy. Partnerships mean flood victims will get the help they need in the Philippines, and Bible translation helps to preserve another culture in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While China's presumptive next president, Xi Jinping, is visiting the U.S., the government's doing a little backpedaling after the snub of the U.S. Religious Freedom Envoy. Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey explains.
Dr. Susan Johnson Cook, who is the ambassador for international religious freedom, was supposed to go to China earlier this month to meet with a number of people who've been persecuted for their faith. And she was actually denied her visa by the Chinese government.
Religious freedom advocates broke the story. Now Chinese officials say they're working on dates for Johnson Cook's visit. As for what this debacle bodes for the future of the gospel in China,
I think it's going to make things more difficult because in the past, we've had administrations who are more willing to be vocal in support of these Christians and other faith groups that are persecuted. And when the Chinese government is aware that people are watching and that people are trying to hold them accountable, that really makes it different.
Meanwhile, over 650 people have died in Eastern Europe's unprecedented cold, Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says.
112 fatalities in Ukraine only, and thousands of people are stranded, in because of the situation with extreme cold.
People are spending days inside, but with an election coming up, a strange phenomenon's taking place.
Despite of this extreme weather and mega snowfall moved to Moscow area last couple of days, people are still going outside, and many of those who are declaring their desire to have honest and clear presidential elections that are coming in Russia in the next couple of weeks.
100,000 people showed up to a recent protest demanding election fairness. Russian Ministry is using the opportunity to tell a young generation of future leaders about Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Typhoon Washi devastated the island of Mindanao, Philippines, December 16th. 1,000 people died and thousands of people were displaced. It's been 2 months since the disaster. Food for the Hungry's executive director for the Philippines, Debbie Toribio, just returned from Cagayan de Oro and Iligan City, two of the hardest hit areas in the region.
The purpose of my meeting with them is to personally talk to the pastors how best we can respond to their needs.
Toribio says FH is working with local churches by providing psychosocial support to children and families who are in evacuation centers. We talked with Pastor Jay Rosales just after the flooding. He lost everything. Toribio also met him on this trip.
32 members of his church was lost. It's hard to comprehend. Hard to give encouragement also to his members because he himself had been a victim of the flooding.
Toribio says financial support to Pastor Rosales would be a huge encouragement to them and others. Meanwhile, Farms International is excited about their newest program in the Philippines. It's in a Muslim area that's been a challenge for the gospel over the years. They're partnering with a Christian Life Center church in Illinois, which has a sister church, the Christian Life Center in Davao City. Farms' mission dovetails with the church. For 15 years, the church has been instrumental in reaching the area for Christ. Now they can do much more in changing the poverty landscape. And Bible translation has again preserved another language. The Bam people of Papua New Guinea have a complete spoken language but have never written it down. For years, there's been fear the language would be lost. New Tribes Mission reports that Bible translators have finally finished creating a written language for them. 23 students recently enrolled in the first Bam literacy class. The door for the gospel is wide open and a language is saved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be the International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call 1-800-995-4828 or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.